Now, we have been keeping tabs to some extent on the water crisis in Vadlam, and we have spoken previously to Roshan Lalruthan, a communication spokesperson and liaison for Vadlam Water Crisis Committee. He joins us again on the line. Roshan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Suleiman and listeners. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, now before, I think, Ramadan, when we spoke last, the minister had come and big promises were made. What has happened since?
Well, unfortunately, not much did take place since his visit. We were surprised to receive water for at least 48 hours after his visit. And as soon as he departed, the water also departed with him.
Oh, my word. And I suppose that just increases the frustration and the anger.
Well, indeed, Suleiman. The community is beyond irate. You know, we had a major part of our population, fasting during Ramadan. And it was one of the most challenging Ramadan for our communities that, that are Muslim and that were fasting. And to add insult to that, we had a death of a Muslim individual by the name of Junaid in the Trenton's Park area, the worst affected area. Prior to him breaking fast, he went to get water for his family. And while lifting a drum of water, he had a heart attack and he succumbed.
Sure.
And that's a tragedy of this disaster we're experiencing on a daily basis, Suleiman.
Now, you know, I mean, if the ANC government cannot get this right in an election season when, you know, they would want to get it right for votes, one will have to ask the question, is it time now to just accept the reality that there's no money, there's no political will, or maybe there is political will because of elections, but there's simply no money? And what are the other alternate options on the table then?
Well, there's a lot of politicking taking place regarding water. And there's suddenly been an emergence of politicians and independent candidates all visiting Vadlam when they've never done for the last 8 years, and making empty promises to the people. And we've warned them, if you cannot bring results and prove that you can deliver water to people, please don't come make empty promises, because we're dealing with a humanitarian disaster at the moment, and people don't need false hopes. People need water in their taps. The situation, unfortunately, as you correctly said, is an issue of funding. You've heard the deputy president saying through the mayor, or the mayor saying through the deputy president last week, that they need 130 billion rand to fix the water woes of Itikwini. Now, what has happened with the billions that they were given every year for the past 8 years, which they failed to spend on infrastructure repairs and servicing of valves and pumps, etc., including building infrastructure? Now, suddenly when it comes an election year, you want to now start spending capital on projects that you've never spent for 8 years. For example, the Umkomazi Dam has been on the agenda of Itikwini Municipality for 4 years with no decision, until the Vadlam Water Crisis Committee put its foot down and said this project needs to be approved. And within 48 hours, we got a decision by a unanimous vote of council saying the go-ahead of the project is now been given the green light. And we've now been told that that project is 8 years in the making. So 8 years' time, I'll be turning 62, we'll have water in our taps. Sure. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. What's the plan of action then from the crisis committee side?
Well, this morning we had a war room meeting with the South African Human Rights Commission and Itikwini leadership and a few engineers, and including my team of engineers. And what we've realized as well is that Umgeniu Tukela has not been providing its contracted volumes of megaliters of water to the Northern Aqueduct, which supplies our communities. So we summoned them to today's meeting, and they have assured us that they will now increase the volume supply and ensure that we receive at least 325 megaliters per day as per contract. And that if that is received, it will ensure that the Mountview Reservoir, which is the bulk reservoir of the entire Vadlam, is able to have a consistent supply that will supply us and many other downstream reservoirs. But they remember prior to the floods and after the floods, the minister's visit to Verulam, we were told that a new aqueduct needed to be commissioned, and including the last six valves in the network needed to be finalized. So that has all been done and completed. However, we've not seen any change since then. So this morning at the war room meeting, we put pressure on them to ensure that a designated team is now put in place to fine-tune these six valves and to ensure that this aqueduct in the north from Phoenix 2 Reservoir to Mountview Reservoir comes online. So the target date for that we've now been given for the completion of the commissioning of the aqueduct is in May of this year, 2024. And we're hopeful that that would ensure a larger volume of water flows to the north. And it will also ensure that Tongat gets a steady supply. Phoenix also gets a steady supply as well.
All right. All the best. I don't know what else I can tell you. We just wish you,
thank you,
all the best.
Thank you, Sulaiman. Thank you for the encouragement.
Yeah. That's the frustration with government and service delivery, isn't it?